Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is perception and there is reality.
Okay.
And this story is a perfect example of that, because we talked about these in Rochester a few months ago. And we discussed, Tommy, how we don't have many anymore.
No, I thought they were gone, really.
Well, it turns out, at least when it comes to population, not only do we have a ton, we have some of the most in America.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a couple months ago, we discussed how the Tally Ho on East Henrietta Road, the Gentleman's Club, was looking to add an upstairs VIP section. And that second level was for celebrities that were coming in from out of town.
Yes.
And I know that sounds silly, but in an interview in the DNC, the owner of the Tally Ho says this has happened a couple of times. For he used Kevin Hart as an example, which I'm sure Kevin Hart was a huge fan
of.
Said that he was in the car ready to come into the club, but because there was nowhere to put him away from anybody,
he'd be mauled.
They wouldn't come in. So in this discussion, we talked about how, Tommy, Rochester doesn't have a ton of strip clubs.
It seems like there used to be a lot, because they used to all advertise on CMF.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, they just don't see it anymore.
Classy Cat, not there anymore.
Yeah.
Louis Cordial, not there anymore. Right? Where was the Rochester we once knew?
I know.
Well, Tommy, it turns out we could not have been more wrong.
So we're slammed.
I have in front of me the strippiest cities in America.
Really?
That is the name of
strippiest?
The strippiest? Strippiest.
Like, is this based on per population?
It is cities with the most strip clubs per 100,000 people. And I say cities, it's metro.
Okay.
Rochester, New York.
Yeah, we're right.
Is the 19th strippiest city in America.
Yeah. So is it because we're hanging on, but the other places just, they went away?
I don't know. It says that Rochester, the greater Rochester area, has three strip clubs for every 100,000 residents.
Yeah.
Were you aware of this?
No.
And it says we have six of them in the greater Rochester area.
Damn.
We do?
I have no idea.
I can think of three.
I've been out of the game.
Same.
Are there some on the outskirts, maybe?
Well, even
the Foxy's was out there a little bit.
But that's what I was thinking of. You got Foxy's, you got Tally Ho, and then you got the Barrel. I can't think.
You said the Half Dollar. Mirage.
Oh, the Mirage. That's five. Okay. So what's the sixth mystery gentleman's club?
I have no idea.
There you go.
Maybe there's another one in the city.
Is there one? Is there?
Louis was in the city.
Yeah. That's gone. It's not there anymore, right?
I have no idea. I haven't been there 20 years.
Look, you sound like a guy that just went there. I don't know. I was I was coming here just to have lunch. What, they got girls in there?
I was just meeting tea for a sandwich.
Those are the only ones that Google recognizes.
Okay.
That you just named.
Okay. Okay.
What?
I don't want to say the guy's name because he was immediately on this.
Right.
And I don't know if it's the best thing. All right, okay. So we got the Barrel, Tally Ho, Mirage, Vixens in Scottsville,
never
not Foxy's,
all right.
Playmates in Bergen.
Okay, the Lab comes up, but I don't know what that
the
is.
The Lab.
The Lab. They call it Adult Entertainment Club.
Okay.
All right. Those are new ones I never heard
of. I'm not familiar.
Okay. Why does Rochester rank among the highest strip clubs per capita in the United States?
I always was surprised in small towns that had big strip clubs. And the other one, what I remember, was Peoria, Illinois, had one that was three levels.
Three levels of strip club.
It was featured on like Donahue and stuff like that. I mean, you wouldn't think in the middle of nowhere there's a strip club that size.
Okay.
Because like Atlanta had a ton of strip clubs.
Well, okay, so if you...
They had franchise ones around the city called the Ponytail.
Well, okay, what's the one that has the best wings in the world? Oh my God, what is the name? It's every rap song from the 2000s talked about it. Okay, anyway. Rochester, Tommy, is among the smallest cities on this list.
Yeah.
So you have Vegas, Tampa, Miami, New Orleans, Atlanta, Cleveland, right. Detroit. Like, those make sense.
Right.
Not only are they bigger, it is easier for you when you go to a strip club in a big city to be anonymous.
Yeah.
You'd think the problem with going into the exotic dance game in the greater Rochester area, if you grew up here,
mm-hmm.
you are going to constantly run into people when you are working.
Bro, it's happened.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Happens at Wegmans.
Mm-hmm. And it happens at the club.
Is that not enough to keep women out of doing this? And again, I'm not judging, you know, get your money.
No, but I mean,
it's honest work.
I've gone to see women that I knew what their regular job was. You know what I mean? One was an intern for Warm, and she was working at the Half, and we went and saw her. No, she's a college kid.
Yeah, no, it's still
not
something.
But you went there because you knew she was working at there, or you were there, and she happened to be there.
So we knew a guy that came into the show and go, hey, man, you know that chick that works down on Warm? She works at the Half. So we go, and he goes, I think she's there now. So we all went there for lunch.
Do you not hear what that sounds like when it comes out of your mouth?
She's a college girl.
That
I was in my mid-40s.
All of this is making it
worse.
What
is the problem?
All of this is making it worse. Nancy wrote me on Instagram. Magic City is the strip club in Atlanta that has like the best wings in the world.
Okay.
By the way,
couldn't find it.
Nancy's profile, private, probably because she knows which strip club serves the best wings in the city of Atlanta. Okay, so now that we know that Rochester is one of the strippiest cities in America, what does that say about the men of the greater Rochester area?
We're a bunch of horn dogs.
Well,
we like to look.
Okay. Six clubs in a community of our size is a lot, right?
I know, but don't forget, we got, you know, seems harsh like weather, looking for something to do. And there's that subculture of strip club guys that they go to the club, like, all the time by themselves.
Okay, but again, here's the thing.
Like, you would go out for drink. They go out and drink and look at girls just alone.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And if you are, like, weird about, if you work there or you're someone that goes and you're weird about, nobody knows who you are.
Right.
Nobody knows your voice. You said it a second ago.
What's that?
That we've been out of the game.
Yeah.
So for us to sit here and be like, there's this class of regulars and here's what the societal structure of an exotic dance club, we don't know.
But those guys don't go away, man. Those guys will always be around. Like, you know, there's always going to be that subculture of anything, especially with naked women. There's certain guys who are just weird about it.
Okay.
Well, do you think, though, because I don't see Rochester as like this, you know, I don't see it as being as much of a group activity here as it maybe would be in those bigger cities where you're getting
bachelor parties
and people, like, you know, going on group trips and stuff. So I would think that a lot of the people that are going to the strip clubs here they're in smaller groups.
Lone
they're
wolf.
Individually going by themselves as regulars.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew a lot of guys that went by themselves.
No,
like, that was like their thing.
I mean, I was aware of those
I don't
guys
see it as
too.
Like more of like a party destination here as it would be in other places.
I also would have think, I don't know, maybe this is me just being an old man not understanding like young kids. Mm. I would have thought that kind of went away with not only like how pornography, and I get it's different, but it's easily accessed, and the fact that like ideas about sexuality have started to change, and like what is, you know, what's appropriate and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they had a relationship with those girls outside of the sexuality that they were selling. You know what I mean? Like, they almost thought of them as, like, and this is going to sound weird, like family. Like, we talk about them like you were talking about their cousins.
No, I get it. I get it.
You know, it was weird. And most of them weren't heavy drinkers. That was the other thing.
Well, yeah, you got to save your money to tip the girls.
You're absolutely right. And buy them little gifts.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Rochester is one of the strippiest cities in America. We have the 19th most strip clubs per capita.
Peel Town, baby.
In the greater Rochester area. We have six, according to this. Jordan writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She writes, Playmates in South Byron is for sale if Tommy wants to house his mom. That was written by what looks to be a woman in her late 20s. She's cute as a button, she just slammed your mom.
Look at her. She's in a cute little sweater.
Right, now I feel creepy. They were like, hey, look at this girl.
Look
he just did a
cute.
Mom joke. Okay.
All right.
252 WC.
So clever.
I think I'm in love with Jordan. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. I wonder if it has anything to do with our proximity to the Canadian Ballet.
Okay.
And just, you know, how they're full nude there.
Yeah.
And just, you know, maybe Buffalo and Rochester has a lot more because the guys make a lot of the road trips up there.
Why would they go? But that would mean all the businesses going
taking
to Canada.
Out of town, yeah.
Not here.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe you can't get away or maybe you have legal issues and you can't cross anymore or something like that.
Okay. But no,
but
I mean,
I can remember going one time and seeing a stripper pick up a Canadian loon without her hands. It looked like a plunger hitting the floor.
It is a pretty impressive trick if you've seen it in person. The other one is the ones that could shoot it into glasses.
You do have Lippy Linda?
That's a hard way to play the game
she
of quarters,
died.
But
choked on a loom.
Barber, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I wonder
ricocheted off the pole right in her mouth.
Jordan, again, all mom jokes are on the table if you want to get back at us again.
No, I was going to say two barbers, but you would think Canada would take away from this
area
was
my point. Yeah,
more
yeah.
than add to
right.
it.
All right, so
because they were full nude, they were better clubs if that's what you were looking for.
So I'm looking at a club that we didn't name.
All right.
It's called Western New York's Dirty Little Secret.
Oh. That's the name of the club?
Well, no, I don't want to say the name of the club because, like, I don't know.
Oh.
But I don't know where this place is. So there's, like, secret?
Are there secret strip clubs? Strip clubs that we don't know about? Strip clubs?
Like a speakeasy?
But this looks like it's above board.
Clubs?
Why
would
a woman...
you to kind of feel like you're, I don't know.
Why would a woman sneaky? Agree to work at an underground strip club? That sounds like the most dangerous possible scenario of all
time. I don't know what's showing up to that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you look at guys who are regulars at strip clubs as creepy?
Yes. Everyone I knew that did it was creepy.
Kimmy, same with you?
Yeah, it's more of like maybe less creepy, more lonely.
Okay.
But it's a lonely creep. I knew a guy that lost his business that he saved and retired and took all the money and he gave it all to a strip club, man. Lost his family.
Okay, not great.
And he had that Jones, man.
Okay, so then if you guys see a man who's a regular to strip club as a creep,
yeah,
does that mean then, being on this list, that Rochester has a higher percentage of creepy men than the average American city?
Yes, yes. Using that logic, it makes perfect sense.
But what about us? Why would we have more creepy men than the average American city?
Well, but we do. Why? I don't know.
Well, no, that's what we have to get to the bottom of here.
There's some disconnect, like, socially with a lot of people.
We also have a bunch of serial killers from here.
Haven't had one in a while.
We don't know who's cooking right now.
Got a big sign out front, you know. 27 years, it's our last serial killer in Rochester. Let's not have to flip the sign back to zero.
But, you know, we got some history here.
No, but I would argue that folks from Rochester are actually more outgoing than most cities you go. I mean, we're not, like, super in-your-face nice, but it's easy to have a conversation with almost everybody.
It is.
I don't look at us as socially awkward.
No, but maybe we have a subculture of, you know, lonely guys.
Well, quiet creeps.
But yeah. Subculture would imply it's secret. And in this case, it's not because we're on the top 20 strippiest cities in America.
And I will say this. The guys that hit the strip clubs, they're not all quiet. You know, some did have personalities.
Okay. Like they didn't care if people knew.
But yeah, like they would brag about it to you. Like they knew these girls' birthdays. And like it was just one gave her a ride to the hospital for a doctor's appointment.
Well, how else is she going to get there?
I know. I mean, very weird.
I mean, I do know a lot of, I mean, this is a different, similar situation, but I know a lot of female bartenders where they had regulars that would buy them gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
So if it's at that level just with a bartender, I'd imagine we have plenty of guys doing it at a strip club too.
Let me ask you guys this question. Yeah. Again, with us being in the top 20 strippiest cities in America, we have six strip clubs in the greater Rochester area, which is 3 per 100,000. If you found out a guy you knew made 3 strip club trips a month, would that be enough for you to distance yourself from him?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't not talk to him, but I don't think I'd hang with that dude.
Really?
Yeah, because I did in the past, and it got bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, would that be enough for you to distance yourself from a guy you know? 3 a month.
I mean, that is a lot. And he's going
He gives himself a bye week once a month.
Okay, I guess it makes it a little less creepy to me, and I don't know why. If they're, like, open about it, then if they're doing it and they don't want anybody to know and they sneak in and out of the
place. But here's the problem with that, the open.
I'm not saying it's necessarily much better, but it's a little better.
Because you start hearing these stories that, where they think that the chick really likes them.
Yeah, but I know guys that think that about women all the time.
Right, but like, you know, like, you don't, you want to say, bro, man, she's not into you.
Bro,
like,
man.
she's not going to meet you for coffee.
Well, no, I mean, there are some times where you just make a connection with an adult dancer. I mean, that's not, I mean, it happens.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
No, I mean,
yeah,
you know, if you're charming, you know,
sure.
You treat them different than all the other guys.
Yeah, yeah, you're one of the good
I'm
ones.
I'm just saying, it's not, I don't mean, well, maybe.
Yeah. You don't want to sit and listen to those stories over drinks.
You guys want to take a shot at the city in America with the most strip clubs per capita?
Number one.
I will say this. You will not get it.
Oh.
So there's your help to guess.
Okay, it's probably a little bit more of a stodgy town.
What is stodgy?
Well, not known for, like, partying.
Okay.
Am I on the right track?
Yeah, I mean, for you, yes.
And it's in the Midwest.
No.
Am I close?
Nope.
Damn.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Number one strip club. City in America.
The strippiest.
Somewhere in Michigan.
Nope. Good guess, though. I don't hate that guess.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, a mid-sized city in Michigan.
The strippiest city in the United States is Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
They have 54 strip clubs.
They got to, like, that's like Starbucks, which they also have a ton of.
So Portland, Oregon has 9 strip clubs per 100,000 people, or 3 times the amount per capita that Rochester does.
And there's some horny boys out there.
Fun fact, most of the women who dance in Portland, Oregon do it to get out of the rain.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. All right. But, I mean, the other weird cities, Portland, Rochester, Toledo, Ohio, and Richmond, Virginia, were all on this list.
Wow.
They are the only 4 cities in the top 20 that aren't really tourist places or places where people go on business.
A bunch of locals.
But it makes these 4 cities, Portland, Rochester, Toledo, and Richmond, they stand the F out. And even Richmond's, I mean, you got the military influence there.
Well, that's, yeah, you do.
Right?
And it's a little bit more of a southern city.
So, I mean, if you take Richmond out for the military part, Toledo, Rochester, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
3 weird-ass cities on this list.
Yeah, not very big cities either.
No. No!
I thought Atlanta would be like, and also like Dallas and Houston had a ton of strip clubs.
I think they're on there. But I consider those bigger. Like,
bigger cities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
No, southern folks love their strip clubs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, the funniest thing in the history of the world, before we move on here, is the Truck Stop Strip Club.
Yes.
And that's not a joke country song. Those exist.
Yes. And they were a fortune to go into.
Wait, you actually went into one?
You didn't?
No!
Oh, I had to check it out, man.
No, I was not going in there.
So you'll see, they're open 24 hours a day, and you could get, like, breakfast and a show.
Were they busy? Was it busy?
Oh, yeah. Well, these had just opened up. There was one just outside of Gainesville,
okay,
which always made sense because Gainesville is the creepiest place on the planet.
Nothing says classy night like a truck stop strip club in Gainesville, Florida.
The food was great, but it was too expensive. There was guys and there was just truckers in there all the time. You think about truckers and sales guys and stuff like that. It made perfect sense. 24 hours, by the way.
What is a 10 in the morning Gainesville truck stop stripper look like, man?
She was cute. Florida cute. Mm. Which means she was missing a hand.
Stopped at Gatorland on the
Don't pet them gators, darling.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not many people can do this.
Okay.
So you guys are right. If somebody all of a sudden did this, it would be very impressive. One time. One time.
Yeah.
Because there are some talents you can have that the more you do them, the less impressive they become, and the more desperate they start to look. Because there is a firm line on how many of these you can do before you go from amazing to a-hole.
Well, time and place.
You're hanging out in the break room. But where is the time and place where this is appropriate?
There's always a time and place.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So this story starts with a musician who has become like a sensation to maybe your kids, or depending on how old you are, you are.
Okay.
The last couple of months. This guy's name is Benson Boone. That's all I hear when my kids are playing the song in the house.
They're just screaming into our goddamn microphone.
No, I mean, it's such a dad thing you're doing right now.
I was doing exactly what he was doing. Play it again. Play it again. Just give it to me. It's the same thing he was doing. It's what he was doing there. It's the same thing. Okay, so Benson Boone is huge. And by the way, he does not look like he sounds.
No.
He's a skinny kid. He dresses like a Bee Gee.
Okay.
And he's got a mustache.
Oh.
All right? But Kimmy, he's like the hot new thing.
Yeah. I mean, he was at the Grammys, I think, and he's been performing at all these, you know, big events like Coachella.
Benson Boone sounds like someone who died of tuberculosis in the 20s. That joke would have been funnier had I not stumbled on it. Anyway, on top of singing, Benson Boone has another hook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He can do a backflip.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And he does it off a piano, Pat.
He loves backflips, Kimmy.
Yes, he does.
He is doing nothing but backflips all the time. Yeah. So, for example,
that's like Prince.
He kind of looks like Prince, actually.
Because Prince used to do that.
He looks
in heels.
He looks like white mustache Prince.
Okay.
So on Saturday, he hosted he was the musical guest on SNL. Okay. And to kick off his performance, he did a backflip off one of the amps.
Yeah.
And then all of, like, you know, they do those like cards in the middle of like, here comes the, you know,
photo.
All of his photos is him mid backflip. Mm. He is just nonstop backflip. So Tommy, are you impressed by a man that can do a backflip?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Anybody could do that. It's pretty amazing.
You're with him.
Yeah, I'm all on board.
Especially if you're a non-athlete. You're just like a musician. I don't expect a skinny musician that could pull that move.
Yeah, it's always been something that I've wanted to do, but I just know I'm never going to do it.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to know what that feels like.
It's a lot like now, except everything's upside down.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys that doing a backflip,
it's total razzle-dazzle, man.
It is super razzle-dazzle.
It is.
Call the magistrate for the razzle-dazzle. The backflip is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a solid math equation. If you can do a backflip, you must follow. Are you ready?
All right.
One backflip is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The second you hit two backflips.
Okay, but like, what about a series of backflips?
Okay,
like back-to-back backflips.
As long as you are
in
not stopping.
In a cluster.
Backflips? That's an unlimited. Like, you could do as many as you want in a row, and I'm extremely impressed.
Okay, you're right. If you're continuing to do backflips, no break, you're right. That's amazing. The second you stop your backflip momentum and do a second backflip, you are now officially an a-hole.
No.
Yes.
No.
You've never seen...
If you learn how to do a backflip, you keep doing those backflips.
I'm dropping them all over the place, man. I'm blowing people away.
Okay.
Like, if I'm at a wedding, and I can't dance.
Backflip.
But if I can get up and do a backflip, you know, clear the floor real quick. I pull that move.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign. People will talk about that move.
Okay.
Okay.
When you do it one time.
No.
Let's picture it.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No.
If you're talking about something like the worm, absolutely. Don't need to see you do the worm more than once. Not impressive enough to do multiple times. But a backflip, you got me there.
If I'm in a wedding party and we're doing the photos, I'm doing one in front of the whole wedding party doing the backflip.
Yeah. Okay, all right, fine.
I'm dropping them all over.
But let's put this into practice here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say you're at a wedding, and a guy gets out of the dance floor, and they're playing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a backflip.
Yeah.
And you go, wow. If on the next song, he does another backflip, you are so lying. You would start talking so much junk on the second song backflip.
I also want to add to that. Because if you also have a body type where you don't look like you should be able to do a backflip, and you do a backflip,
impressive.
Keep doing it.
So you know, like when you go to a wedding, right? And when let's say you're in the wedding party, and you do that walk in, you know, they announce you, so and so. Even if I'm not like the bride, you know, or the groom or anything like that, I'm dropping that backflip. Yeah. That's going to be my move coming in to the reception.
Okay, fine.
And then I'm going to do it on the dance floor.
No, now you're an a-hole.
I'm going to do it in the photos.
Now you're an a-hole. Now everybody hates you. Nobody's impressed by the backflip.
If I stay late and everybody's getting the buzz on, I'm definitely doing them.
You can't do backflips forever, right? Like, yeah, at some point you age out of backflips. So get them all in while you can.
And I'm going to drop them just randomly throughout my day and my life.
Okay, look. The only reason you are doing a backflip is to try and impress someone.
Yeah.
You're not an Olympic gymnast. No. You're not in Cirque du Soleil.
And it's impressive, and it will get you laid.
A backflip will not get you laid.
So laid.
Kimmy, will a backflip get you laid?
I guess it shows your athleticism.
What? In what way would that apply to the bedroom?
What are you talking about?
You better stick that landing, bro.
And I will.
Oh, God! It sounds like he's doing that song.
Oh, you shouldn't have turned over.
I missed the hole. Oh, God!
No, I'm definitely doing that to impress women. For sure.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this pop artist, Benson Boone. He's got this huge hit right now, and he does backflips.
Yep.
And he doesn't stop doing backflips.
Part of his routine.
He's always doing backflips. And the
He's singing and doing backflips.
Again, one backflip, amazing. The second you do a second backflip in the same moment, you're a douchebag.
Maybe so, but it's also... The only people that are going to get pissed off are the ones that are jealous, right?
Because
you can't do it.
No, I don't think it has to do with jealousy.
You're a non-flipper.
Look, if you're a strong person, you can show off that strength covertly, right? Like, hey, I need help lifting this. Oh, my God, you're so strong.
Yeah.
If you're a fast person, you don't yell, hey, look how fast I can run, and then start sprinting.
Yeah,
that guy's a weirdo.
I've seen people run. Everybody can run, whether or not it's fast.
No,
I can do a quick sprint.
The point I beat you at a foot race. You can't do a quick sprint.
But I know what sprinting feels like. I don't know what it's like to do a backflip.
I'm going to say summertime.
To fly pool, through the air.
Okay. Beach. Yeah. I'm backflipping into the pool. First of all, I'm doing a backflip into the pool.
Okay.
No, tell me that ain't cool.
You guys are illustrating my point.
What?
There is no natural situation in a human being's daily life where you can do a backflip and it's totally normal.
I just gave you one. At the pool.
No, okay, fine. One thing. One thing.
The beach, the lake.
A beach
off
backflip?
A boat.
Okay, again, it all involves water.
Right.
If I live in the Midwest, I'm effed on my backflip skills.
No, they got some fairly scuzzy legs.
Outside of a touchdown celebration, if you are constantly doing backflips, you look like a guy desperate for attention, which is not a good look.
But all men are desperate for attention.
Yeah, at least do something cool.
Yeah, give me a little entertainment. Defy gravity for a second.
Okay.
Like, there are sadder things you could do for attention than
agreed.
Backflip.
Going into radio being one of them. But let's break down a scenario here. All right? You ready? Tommy, let's say you have some buddies over your house.
Yeah.
And you're outside. And some guy surprises everybody by saying he can backflip.
Yeah.
And you go, we got to see it. You got to see it if he says it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's laying money down that he can't.
All right. So he does it. Wow. He does the backflip. Then 15 minutes later, three more people show up to the party. Brand new. Did not see the initial backflip. And now this guy goes, oh, I got to show them how I can backflip.
Yeah.
Is that guy still cool?
Maybe even cooler.
Why you lie, man? You know that would be sad and desperate.
I can hate the guy that backflips and also...
be impressed by it at the same
time. Also, yes. Also wishing I had that skill.
Yeah.
It would be like making your buddies come over for dinner, then you had a weight bench in your garage, and you made everyone stand around you while you bench pressed 300 pounds. That, it's weird.
But I would try, but you got to have so much fun with it, too. So let's say you go buy a car or something like that.
Okay.
And you go, man, that's a really good deal. Hold on. I do a backflip. You know?
What?
Like you're like, just anytime. Instead of like a fist pump in the air, it's always a backflip to celebrate.
That, what are you talking about?
That's how I would do it all the time.
Backflips.
I would be freaked out if I was at a car dealership and all of a sudden I saw a guy do
a backflip. No, but I'd watch. Okay. Like, do a couple more. See how many you could do in a row.
You don't think Rich Eye would be impressed with me if I did a backflip?
I don't think it would save you any money, I'll tell you that.
No, but I say, man, Rich, that's a great deal, man. I can't get over it. And I just get up out of my chair, backflip out of his office.
I think the only way you turn into a sad story doing the backflip is if you get hurt doing said backflip.
That's true, yeah.
Because that also happens. You do run a huge risk every time you pull that move because...
it goes wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I think you bring up a very important question in the backflip game. As a grown man, How do you know you can do a backflip? Because you're right. You eventually burn out. There will be a day where you go to do
your
that backflip.
Your body tells you can't do it
No,
anymore.
Your body doesn't tell you. Gravity tells you in the middle of that backflip, the backflip ain't happening.
Oh, yeah, sure. Does it make a difference if it's a man or a woman, a middle-aged woman of just average build?
I think women go longer with their backflips.
But, like, you don't think she's got it in her. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, you see a 40-year-old average-looking woman,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you're at a wedding, and this chick does a backflip.
Yeah.
That would blow you away,
if
man.
If she did it twice, she's a douche.
No, I don't think so. It's a wedding. Girls are allowed to do crazy stuff like that. By the way, she holds her drink the whole time.
That would be impossible.
No, that's how good she'd be.
That's pretty cool.
Because, you know, there's some chicks that will dance with a bottle of beer and a cigarette.
What are you?
If she could do it with a cigarette.
Are you with the VFW? Where are you?
Maybe.
How you learn to backflip is also important if you're a guy. Because, like, to your point, women are way more likely to know how to do a backflip based on dance, cheer, things like gymnastics, things like that. If you're a former dancer or gymnast and you know how to do a backflip, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a guy that one day just decided he was going to do a backflip and pulled it off or learned how to backflip, that's strange.
No, I'm more impressed with that guy.
Why?
Because, like, he just
taught himself.
To Kimmy's point, the guy doesn't look like he's in shape to do it. Doesn't look like that kind of guy can whip that out. That's impressive. And the fact that you taught yourself.
Okay. Let me paint it.
You're Sammy Davis Jr., man. And I know people don't know what I'm saying right now, but he was a self-taught entertainer.
Self-taught backflipper.
So and educated himself. That's so impressive.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Kim. I don't mean to cut you off. Going down that line.
The Sammy Davis Jr.
line? No. The Sammy Davis Jr. line. Do not cross that line. Mm. Let's say you're outside.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And
I'll be outside tonight, sure.
You look over your fence, 30-year-old neighbor, guy.
Right.
He's in the backyard trying to teach himself how to do a backflip.
Oh, I'm loving this. I am loving
this. But you're not loving it because you're impressed. That guy's weird and sad.
Yeah, you have no choice to be impressed if he actually teaches himself how to do it.
And I'm watching either way. Baby.
But there would be trial and error involved. Yeah. Oh, you're not going to stick the backflip on the first try.
I'm hoping for some error.
He went on Amazon. He bought mats. Yeah. He bought, like, training tools. And he's teaching himself to do a backflip.
Yes.
No, that's sad.
I bet you there are plenty of dads out there still holding on to their trampoline backflips.
Well, those are everybody can do a trampoline backflip.
No, but then they can't. That's we how saw a fat guy fail horribly with one. And he had a cigar in his mouth.
But he thought he could do it.
Yes.
He thought he
could. Well, he used to, probably 150 pounds ago.
Ripped Van Winkle writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. If someone busts out a backflip, I'm assuming there's a parkour discussion to follow. He brings up a good point.
I could watch those videos, parkour videos.
I don't get parkour. You know what parkour
is? They're just doing flips and jumping and stuff.
So it's like those guys that like jump from like
ledges. Oh, they like run around the city.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I have seen it.
What's that about?
Is that still a thing or is that
you can't afford
a
gym? So I'm just going to use this fire hydrant and rail.
I think that was from even like 10 years ago.
No,
right?
I think it came flying back with the success of like Ninja Warrior because I've been getting fed. I don't know why. My algorithm has been feeding me on Instagram a ton of parkour videos.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
But I don't. Like, I mean, it's not like it's not impressive. I just don't get how you, like, one day it's like, today I'm going to fancily jump off this curb. Ian writes us on Instagram, took gymnastics as a kid. They wouldn't teach me how to do a backflip, so I quit and I taught myself. Now I'm 27 and can backflip on command, and people love it.
That's a boy?
That is a boy.
Boy?
Boy, Ian.
Backflip boy?
Also a skateboarder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of goes with skateboarding.
Well, no, so. I know how you feel about 27-year-old skateboarders. Go ahead.
Love those guys.
No, Ian here is, I'm looking.
Salt to the
acrobatic.
Earth.
I'm looking at his Instagram. His entire Instagram are videos of him at the skate park in the city of Rochester doing skate stuff. So go ahead. Say nice things about Ian.
Okay.
I bet you most guys that skateboard into their grown-assness.
They've all taught themselves backflips. Back handspring, at least.
So that's the same guy. Grown ass skateboarder and grown ass backflipper.
Well, skateboarding dick.
Whoa! What happened? Or snowboarder? You love snowboarders? Those guys can probably do backflips.
Also, don't like snowboarders.
Whoa! What happened? American Ninja Warrior guy.
He
goes to the Ninja Warrior gym. Big backflip guys.
We got a bunch of those guys here. Ninja guys.
Yeah, because
does some guy have like a gym here?
There's like 50 awesome. Gyms.
No, here. He trains people. He was on the show.
Yeah. There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
And they're all doing backflips.
Yeah.
But how did you not put that together?
Well, because Kimmy painted a picture of a guy like me.
Oh, it's my fault.
No.
A guy like you.
The average guy just whips out.
But
a backflip.
If I whipped out at my age, I went over here and I could watch this, you'd be blown away.
Absolutely.
You would make me do it again so you could film it.
Yep.
What is the age cutoff where someone says, I can do a backflip? And you try to discourage them from showing you.
My age, for sure.
No, it's way younger than your age.
But there's guys my age that can do it.
Nobody your age can do a backflip.
You know there's guys out.
Who?
Bro, there are guys my age that are in incredible shape.
Tommy.
That can do a backflip,
They can't do a backflip in their 60s.
You know there is.
No, I am confident there is not a man on the planet.
I gotta say, there's probably a cutoff 45 at the max.
Wait, that's still high. I would have thought 35. I'm scared you're going to break your neck.
I bet you if you went and looked at people 55 plus that could do a backflip, you'll find a ton of them on YouTube.
No chance. Could you Google me one video of a man over 50 that can do a backflip?
You won't do it.
What?
Google it.
I said you're the one that wants to look at shirtless dudes in their
50s. I didn't say shirt off.
Well, he's doing Ninja Warrior.
No, I just said do a backflip.
I know your fantasies, bro. I know your fantasies.
They're very physically. You see these people now that go long and they work out like crazy.
Bro,
there's a bunch of YouTube videos, guys. In the 50s.
I know. Player, I'm getting you guys talk. I'm getting up. I want to see this. There's no way it's real. I think you're lying.
I don't know. This guy looks like he's all right. Here we go. Hold on.
All right.
Pull this up. It's gonna make me.
Oh, and we gotta watch ads. Can we pay for non-ad?
No. Can we pay for non-ads? Look at this room.
USA insurance. Look, it's Gronk trying to steal stolen valor.
All right. Here we go.
No.
See?
It's going to happen. Come on. He's talking it up. He's going to do a standing one, too. He's not even getting a running. Look at that. That's a gray mustache. God.
He's going to hurt himself.
How old is he?
It says 51.
Yeah.
Yep,
see?
Here he goes.
Here we go. He's wearing khaki pants.
He's got khakis and a Hawaiian shirt on. He's in a front yard.
So if I'm
standing backflip, boom!
Oh, my God!
Nailed it!
Oh, my God!
All right, so if I'm that guy, I'm on vacation. I'm on a cruise. I'm down in Florida someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressing the crowd with my back flipping. Like, if I'm on a cruise and I was just hanging out on the cruise ship, I'm doing that move just to blow people away.
Yeah, you could still do it.
Okay, no, but that was impressive.
A standing backflip at 55 years old in a Hawaiian
Maybe if
shirt.
You keep, like, if you do a daily backflip, one backflip a day keeps the doctor away.
it gets the doctor there a hell of a lot faster.
But if you just stay loose. I mean, listen, there's going to be one day. He's going to age out of it, and he's not going to know it until he's in half rotation.
All right, now we're getting a lot of brave men writing the show. Howie writes, I'm 58, fat and overweight. I can do a double backflip with little to no effort.
He's Belushi in the Blues Brothers.
Howie.
Remember how he would come in as Jake and Elwood?
Yeah, and he was in his late 20s, early 30s.
And he also died young.
Yeah. Howie, you seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Don't lie about backflips, and don't try and do it. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Let me ask you this. Would you be impressed with a guy? Because I think this is something harder for a guy to do than a backflip.
Okay.
Is a split.
Because you're worried about the sack.
Most guys aren't that flexible.
Yeah.
Like, if you could meet a guy that's 40 years old.
You could do a split?
Split to the floor.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme style?
Yeah. That's impressive as hell.
I feel like you never really lose your ability to do that.
Well,
though.
No, you lose your flexibility as you age.
Your hips go.
But if you're somebody that can do a split, you stretch a lot anyways. Right. I'm guessing you keep up with that. Like, you'd probably do a lot of yoga.
Like, if Spisano came down here.
Oh, I would be impressed by a split.
Because, man, I'm working on this. Huh?
I'd be impressed by a split.
Spisano split.
You're talking about a Splitzano.
Splitzano. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not expecting it.
Well, but here's the thing. I think every man over the age of 40 accidentally does at least one split for the rest of his
and
life.
And then learns their lesson.
Yeah, like you step on a wet floor, you hit the snow, you know what I'm saying? You're
but
going
even like
stairs.
If I saw a big dude that could pull that move,
brother. A lot of NHL goalies, they can do splits.
Well, that's I expect that because that's part of their position. But if Ryan came in here, you're big ass.
My brother Ryan.
If Ryan could do flips, I'm watching that
split.
All day.
If Ryan could do flips, he would pull things into his gravitational pull.
I've seen guys like Ryan's body type that do flips.
Actually, I went
down a rabbit hole
on
Instagram. There's this guy that looks just like Ryan. He does flips. He does them on like rollerblades.
No.
He does them on the ground.
No.
Like
300-pound man.
Yes.
He's 300, right?
Why would you ask me that question? I don't know. I don't put him on a scale every time I see him. He's not a steer.
You treat him like one.
Oh, I treat him like one. He's 300 pounds. All right, let's take a backflip break.
All right.
Well, look who's the idiot. It's you.
But I do.
You're the idiot. Because, like, you do have this way of, like, saying things that are 100% untrue that are proven a week later, which is what happened again here.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We got a quick one here on account of 22 minutes of arguing about backflips.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of show we bring you on a daily basis.
You're welcome.
Last week, we talked about how fishing season for certain types of fish opened up in New York State.
Yeah.
And you were confused by this.
Yes. Because I thought you could just catch all fish all the time.
We all were, right? Yeah. But apparently that is not the case, and it all has to do with when fish are spawning and this, that, and the other thing to make sure the fish don't get overfished.
All right.
So, you being the dick that you are, what is it, D.C.?
The FBI is going to board my boat and, like, seize my fish?
What happened? Three fishermen on Cayuga Lake were sighted for keeping undersized black crappie on their boat.
Oh, how do they got know? Busted.
So they must have, like, waited for them to come on a dock and looked at their bait box?
I'm wondering, would you say Cayuga or Cuca?
No, it's C-A-Y-U-G-A, Cayuga.
Okay, Cayuga. I think that's a small, that
no,
might be
Cuca
a smaller.
No, Cayuga is K-U-K-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a smaller lake, so maybe it's easier, you stand out more?
I don't know.
So, maybe somebody, like, saw you do it from their house.
So this was the state DEC.
Okay.
Officers say they found 54 fish under the 10-inch minimum.
That's a lot of fish.
During an inspection, you said it, at the Mudlock boat launch.
So they waited until they came back in? Let me check that bait box, boy.
All three individuals admitted to catching the fish. They got tickets as part of a broader fishing compliance effort across New York. So if you're someone who's going out fishing and trying to keep stuff that's smaller, it says here that the DEC is now going out of their way to try and find folks that doing that, that are doing this.
Crack down on you overfishing bastards.
And it says that this wasn't the only case. The DEC noted, quote, violations involving out-of-season catches and size limits were common during the statewide checks last weekend.
And take it back. It's actually a bigger lake.
Cayuga?
Yeah, it's one of the bigger Finger Lakes.
Cayuga. Officials remind anglers to follow the regulations and protect fish protection.
Watch your hooks.
So these guys are in trouble.
Oh, yeah, boy. Well, they got a fine.
Ticket. Yeah, but
yeah, that's all. It's like a speeding ticket.
They caught 54 fish.
That's a lot of fish still. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that would stand out
well,
watching
small,
all the guys,
it may not
like,
be a big...
unload those fish.
You said they were small?
They were under 10 inches. So your mom's not interested. No, but I'm impressed you were able to catch 54 fish in one trip.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Amongst three guys?
Yeah.
I don't think I've caught 54 fish in my entire life.
Yeah, probably.
Think about it, right? Like, add up all the fish you've ever caught.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
Can't you duct tape 2 5-inch fish together and get to keep it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. Fish might not like it.
I would think, though. Like,
I love how you say it, like they like getting caught and then eaten.
Well, they keep falling for it.
If you're fishing in the Finger Lakes, though, it's easier for everybody to keep their eye on, like, the other fishermen, right?
Yeah.
And if there's not, it's not like this vast open water where you can go hide out.
Well, and if there's one thing, Kimmy, we've learned over the last couple of years with hunters,
what's that?
It's that most people who participate in this outdoor stuff take these rules very seriously.
So they're another fisherman watching these guys load one after the next.
So they narc.
Well, it could be that, but it sounds like here.
Fish narc.
It's snark.
It's snark season. Fish narc.
It sounds like here.
Yeah.
This was just a situation in the DEC waiting at the launch.
But somebody might have said, "Hey, man, those guys look like they're really, really loading up."
I love how you can't let it go. Like there had to be a narc involved for some reason.
Well, so I. I mean, are they always like patrolling? I've never seen them.
Yeah, we've heard stories.
Are they constantly out like waiting at the docks? Like when if you pull up, there's always like a DEA.
Again,
guy?
I did just hear some guy on the radio say a second ago that last weekend they had kicked up enforcement of the fish rules. I don't know where I would have heard that except on this show to your face a second ago. But no, we took a call when we talked about fishing season from a guy that said his boat was boated.
Yeah.
Or boat was boated.
Yeah.
Boat was boarded by the Coast Guard looking for stuff like this.
Man, even the Coast Guard counts your fish?
That guy was down in Florida, though, wasn't he?
Well,
That was a Gulf Stream.
The DEC, I think, can board your boat. If I'm wrong, 252-WCMF.
Can the Coast Guard count your fish? We got Coast Guard here.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're not looking for that kind of stuff here.
I wouldn't think. They're looking for, like, drugs and stuff.
I don't know.
And booze.
Does Florida not have a – well, they probably have a Fish and Game Commission.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So maybe that's who's doing it.
Florida Game Commission. Those guys are a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, look, if you work for the DEC, I'm assuming you're also passionate about the environment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you could.
You're looking for a sweet pension.
Well, but you can.
That's your whole job, though, right? It's keeping an eye on everything.
Yeah.
And we so did,
maybe you don't even have to look that hard a lot of the time.
Well, we did learn, based on allegations in Geneva this week, working for the police department doesn't necessarily mean you're super anti-crime.
Yes, that's right. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Showing up allegedly at used car dealerships and selling prescription medication. Yeah. All right, so this is your warning from the state of New York.
Yeah, because we're kicking off the big season here, buddy.
Last week, we did. Mm-hmm. We talked.
Yeah.
Watch your goddamn bait box.
Yes, and don't listen to anything Tommy has to say about rules for outside.